It's 11 minutes past 8. Well, we go to the US now, where an Irish grandmother has been freed after almost 5 months in immigration detention. Donna Hughes Brown was detained when she arrived to Chicago from Ireland in July after background screening flagged 2 overdrawn checks worth under $80 more than 10 years ago. The detention came days after Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill was passed and new rules barring entry for foreign-born residents with breaches of US law over the past 20 years. But today, the Irish woman is free. A Tennessee immigration hearing ruled last week she should be released. Donna spoke to us earlier from Missouri, first telling us how she's feeling today.
I'm still a little bit overwhelmed, if you will. It's fabulous. But I can't help but think about everybody else that's still waiting. Knowing that I was fortunate, but nothing's really resolved. So there's a lot more work to be done. Not only on, my case is done. But there are so many folks that are facing similar situations or even different situations, but need the advocacy as well.
Well, just talk about those two checks dating back to 2015.
Right.
Tell us about them.
13 years ago, I was in a situation where I had written a check to a grocery store with the understanding that the check was fine, that there wasn't, that the money was in there. Subsequently found out after the fact that the check was not honored. Went to the grocery store, made good on the check. They told me that the check had already been given to the sheriff's office and that they would let the prosecutor know that I'd come in and make good on the check, but I still had to face the judge. And then in 2015, I was getting out of a bad situation and thought I had everything under control. Come to find out, it seems like somebody had access to my account and withdrew some money, which, again, unbeknownst to me, and that one was for a $25 check for gas at a gas station. Again, these were not large amount checks. They weren't checks that were intended to defraud anybody, but regardless of my intent with them, the end result was the same, that neither check was honored at the time. And so two checks, less than $80.
Well, how did you react then when you were told you were being detained on these matters?
I was absolutely floored. I mean, I didn't know under what grounds. And when they said it was a charge of moral turpitude, I didn't even know what that was. Then I was held in Chicago in that at the airport for a few more days. And then they transferred me to the ICE Detention Center in Chicago.
Well, you were held for 5 months. Where did you spend most of your time?
In Kentucky at the Campbell County Detention Center.
And what were conditions like there?
They were not ideal. There were a lot of issues going on. It had not been an ICE facility for very long. They hadn't been used to having ICE detainees there. And so there were a lot of things that happened that I don't know if it was a disconnect between ICE and the center or whether it's just how the center did things. It was dirty. There were all kinds of bugs in the holding cell when we first got there. They put us in a holding cell. There was feces on the wall. They gave us mats that hadn't been cleaned. It was, and it smelled really, really bad. That was not the worst of it. The food was horrific. I have certain food allergies, and they didn't seem to make much matter for that. We would go without toilet paper. The showers and the sinks and the toilets would stop working, and it would take anywhere from 4 to 5 days to several weeks for them to get fixed.
What was your lowest moment?
When I got the realization that I was going to be there for a while, because when I first got there, I got there on the 4th of August, and I was given a court date on my paperwork of the 13th of August. And so I thought, oh, well, it's only a couple of weeks. I'll go to court. I'll be out. Come to find out, they were wrong on my court date. So I had to wait for my actual court date, only to be told that there was nothing they could do, that I had to remain in custody.
Was there ever a moment you feared that you might be deported?
Most definitely. The premise of having that be an option really scared the bejesus out of me, because even though when you look at crimes in general, and I mean, I was housed with women that had committed everything from attempted murder to, substance abuse crimes, to, I mean, you it ran the gamut.
And Donna, how did you cope with that?
My faith in God, first and foremost, knowing that my family was going to bat for me, not only here in the US, but my family in Ireland, the Irish consulate here in Atlanta was fantastic. There was just a lot of advocacy happening, and that's what got me through the lowest of the low.
What's the financial strain? Have you big legal bills?
I mean, there's the legal fees, there's the travel fees, there's the fees that just to be able to keep me with things like soap and shampoo, just the necessities, having to put money on commissary, on phones, to be able to communicate. My husband, Jim, excuse me, had to travel back and forth several times. And he couldn't actually see me, face to face. So, I mean, just, from a financial standpoint, it has taken a huge toll.
And it's just not the financial strain.
No. I mean, that's important. That certainly is. But from an emotional well-being strain, just being literally put through the ringer, everybody in my family having to fight for me, not having me around to be able to do the things that we normally do as a family. We have game nights where, the family gets together and we play games. My granddaughter's soccer games that I missed. I missed her entire, soccer season. Just so many things. Helping my husband here on the farm. My clients that I have, not being able to take care of them.
You're Irish, you grew up in the US. Have you family here in Ireland?
I have aunts and uncles and cousins there, and I have my brother and my husband, and the kids are here.
Well, after everything
That's
that's happened, will you visit your family here in Ireland again?
not until I become a U.S. Naturalized citizen. We are not chancing this again. Now, they told me that this case is done, and that I'm no longer deportable.
Yeah, well, Homeland Security has decided to waive their right to appeal. So
right.
Does it mean you can enjoy Christmas without worrying about being detained again?
Yeah, it does. It does. It was a little dicey there for a minute. And when they told me, you know, when the guards came up and told me that I was going to be released, I wasn't sure why. Like, I wasn't sure whether they had issued a bond, you know, and the bond was placed and that I was still going to have an appeal to deal with. I wasn't sure if the case had been dropped. I wasn't sure, you know, I just didn't know why I was getting out that day when it looked like it was going to at minimum be at least a week before I could get out, and at most anywhere between a month and 6 months. I honestly didn't believe them at first, because the CO that came up to talk to me, he would joke around with us a lot. And so, you know, I was like, oh, you're kidding. And he's like, no, I'm not. And I said, oh, you are. And he said, no, I'm not. To the point where I asked a second CO if he was, you know, if they were kidding. And she's like, no, pack your stuff. You're out of here.
Your husband, Jim, has said he voted for Donald Trump in the last presidential election. What's your view on Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, his running platform was different to what the actuality of his presidency is. There's a lot of work to be done with immigration across the board. There's a huge disconnect. And so my husband and I have made it our mission, if you will, to try and bring the other injustices that are being done to light and to see if we can affect some change. Just as an aside, when Donald Trump was in, when he served his prior term, I received a letter from him thanking me for taking such great care of a gentleman who is a Korean prisoner of war veteran. So I have a personalized letter from Donald Trump telling me what a great person I was for doing this service for a service member of our country, of the country here. And then, you know, he's the same one that ended up having me detained.
Is it worth the paper it's written on?
Apparently not. Maybe I'll use it as fire starter.
Briefly, Donna, what's the one thing you want people listening this morning to understand about what you've been through?
I want them to understand that this is not a one-and-done story, okay? This is continuing to happen. There are many folks that need the advocacy and don't be afraid to speak out against something that's not right.
Well, finally, Donna, you're free now today. You're back with your family. How will you spend Christmas?
I'm going to my daughter's. We're going to get together at my daughter's house and just have a quiet, family Christmas. There's, you know, it's not going to be a huge, huge Christmas, but it's going to be family spent.
U.S. green card holder and Irish woman Donna Hughes Brown speaking to us earlier there. And Donna was held by U.S. immigration authorities for 143 days. It's now 8:25.